Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
And a couple weeks later, she came to me and says, well, has the Lord spoken to you yet? I said, about what? And she said, about my new puppy. I said, no. And if he does, the answer is still no. You can't have it. I said, there's not going to be another dog in my house. I don't like dogs, and there ain't going to be one. So she goes and keeps praising and thanking the Lord for her puppy. And then on a Saturday night at 11:30, I'm sitting in my office right there studying, and I hear the Lord say, son? I said, yes. I always look around because I think one day he's going to speak, I'm going to see him. I never have got to see him yet, but I always look around. I said, yes, Lord. He said, are you going to withhold from your wife what I have made special for her? I said, Lord, you've made something special for Cheryl? He said, yes, son, a puppy. And he said, are you going to withhold it from her? And I stood there and meditated on that a second. The king of the universe gave me the option to say no to something he had made special for my wife. Can you imagine that? I was awestruck that he loves his children enough that he would come to the head of the family and he's going to run it through the head. If he's an obedient son, I'm not going to do anything you don't want. Isn't that amazing that God would even give me the option to say no? I mean, if I was God and I made a puppy from one of my daughters, I'd have come to him and I'd say, son, I made a dog for your pup for your wife. Now let her have it. But that's not the way he works, is it? But see, is he a loving God? He is beyond my wildest dreams. And so, of course, Cheryl found this little tiny 1.5-pound puppy on the internet, and God directed her right through it. Isn't it amazing how he can make that puppy on another side of the country over here, and she can find the little critter on the internet, and how that one woman can bring that one out of four puppies that dog had, and it was exactly the one Cheryl wanted. And whenever she started home with it, that little thing just ran up her arm, right across her breast, right over here, and lay, boy, he's 1.5 pounds now, and laid right here on Cheryl's shoulder and didn't move for nearly 2 hours as she drove back from the other side of the country all the way back home with that little tiny puppy. And that little tiny puppy has, I mean, that little puppy is the loveliest little thing, sweetest little thing. I mean, she comes, lays in my lap when I study and everything else, and what Cheryl gets so tickled at is when she jumps up on the bed at night and she comes over and lays her head on my shoulder and snores in my ear. for the man that was never going to have a dog in his house, oh my goodness, let me tell you, there's hope for any of us. There is hope. God can change any man's heart, can he not? Can he change your heart? Who can change a man's heart? Only God. So many women never learned that. But mine's learned that. And so instead of trying to change me, because she can't change me, but God can. And she's got this beautiful little black puppy that she's head over heels in love with now. And he will love you and he will bless you. He will multiply you. He will bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your corn, your wine, your oil, the increase of your kine or your goats, the flocks of your sheep, in the land which he sware before thy fathers to give thee. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And verse 15, and the Lord will take away from thee, how much? And the Lord. So there's only one we need to make happy, isn't there? You don't have to worry about the devil. I mean, he's been defeated by our Lord. He's a peanut. You don't have to worry about doing spiritual warfare and fighting the devil. All you got to do is be concerned about making God happy. You make God happy, you don't have to worry about the devil. He will never touch you. He cannot touch you. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and he will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. So, do we need to be afraid of anything? If we walk in obedience to his word, there's nothing. There's nothing we need to be afraid of. Now then, When we see these three sets of scriptures we used here, under the old covenant, if we obey God, how much sickness was there going to be among us? Zero. Okay, now, if we obey him, there was going to be no sickness. Then if we disobeyed him, then what does that mean? There's going to be sickness. Is that what it means? So how do we miss this, that the Lord promised to take all sickness away from us if we obey him under the old covenant? Even under the old covenant, he commanded us to obey him, and if we do, he says he will take away all sickness. Is that what he said, brother? So if he takes away all sickness, how much is left? None. So if we're sick, what does that mean? We ain't pleasing him. We're not obeying. There's something we've done wrong. So the beautiful part about it is when we ask God to forgive us for the things we've done wrong under the new covenant, will he forgive us? Oh my goodness, that is an awesome promise and a blessed verse. 1 John 1:9 is so clear. Put that up there, 1 John 1:9. Let's look at that. 1 John 1:9, look at that. If we confess our sins, look at that. If, isn't that something? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So it doesn't make a difference what we've been doing. You know, so maybe you have had 40 abortions. Maybe you have killed 500 people. I mean, I'm really going overboard here, ain't I? You know, I mean, you're really a wicked guy or a girl, right? I mean, you've done all these wicked things. I mean, you're the wickedest one that's ever been. I mean, you're Hitler, and you've killed 6 million Jews. And you come to God and say, Lord, I have sinned. Will you please forgive me for killing 6 million Jews? I promise to never do it again. What would God have done? He would have forgiven him. He's a whole lot bigger than me. I couldn't have, could you? Just think of the people that their parents and in-laws and everything, some of those people never forgave that Hitler killed their families. And Jewish people today, there's lots of people still holding a grudge, and they're not going to forgive. But they don't realize why they're sick and afflicted and why they're dying. It's not worth it. You know, forgive everybody and say, okay, God, they're your problem, not mine. And to let him take care of it. He knows how to take care of it. You know that? Let me show you what happens when we don't forgive. Let's go to Matthew 18:21-35. Or we start with Matthew 18:19. That would be okay. We start with Matthew 18:19, and I want you to see this awesome promise. But Matthew 18:19, look at this. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. That's a pretty awesome promise, is it not? So if there's two of us and you're on, Billy, if me and you are on earth and we're in agreement, we're both walking holy before God, what? And we're both led by the Spirit, what can we ask God for? Anything. Anything. And we would, if we're both led by the Spirit, we'll never ask him for anything that's contrary to what his word says. So we wouldn't ask him for something stupid. We wouldn't go out and say, oh, Lord, my neighbor down here has got a brand new $150,000 car, so I need a $200,000 one so I can be better than him. You would never ask God for that being led by the Spirit. Never. You would never ask for that kind of stuff. You just won't do it. If you need a car, you say, Lord, I need a car. I've got $6,000 to pay cash for a car. I need a car. Lord, would you provide me a nice one for $6,000? He'll give it to you. He'll take you exactly where you need to go to find the car because you're not using it to gloat over. You're using it for transportation. How many times in my life have I done that? Many times in my life. In fact, a little Ranger pickup I'm driving right now. When I was coming home from church, it was, I'm sure I've had that little Ranger pickup 5 or 6 years, hadn't I, honey? At least. It's a 2002, and it should have sold for $12,000-$13,000 when I was looking for one. But I was coming home from church. I said, Lord, I'd like to have a little Ranger pickup. I want a little four-cylinder, something that gets good gas mileage. I want a five-speed transmission. I want to have a radio and a CD player and all that stuff, you know, not nothing fancy. But I wanted to have good tires and low mileage. I want it to be really a nice one. And I come home and put all that information in the computer, and it pulled up a lot of trucks, and I said, I have $6,000. That's all I have. I don't want to finance one at all. I'm not one that'll finance a vehicle. So I said, it's got to be for under $6,000, and I wanted to have, you know, low mileage, and so at least, under $100,000. And so when I was looking for one, I finally looked, and I had trucks, all kinds of them that had, you know, that were 98s, 99s, that had 80,000, 70, 80,000 miles for under $6,000. But then here was this 2002 with 15,000 miles on it for $5,700. I said, that's got to be a mistake. Now, you would think a man of faith would pick up on this, right? You know, what's wrong with me? But I didn't. I thought, you know, my thoughts are, why are we so trained to think negative about everything? Because when I looked at it, I thought, a 2002 for $5,700 with 15,000 miles on it? I said, that's got to be 150,000 miles, and it's just a misprint. You know, instead of thinking, that's my truck I asked for right there. Low mileage, under $6,000, like a brand new four-cylinder, five-speed, radio, CD. I said, that's it, Lord, thank you, that's it. But no, I didn't do that. I just threw that all away, and the next day I pulled it up again, looking, there's that same little truck. I said, okay, God, maybe you are trying to show me something here. I did ask for a nice one, but I didn't dream you might give me a 2002 with 15,000 miles on it for $5,700, which should sell for $12,000. I said, this don't make any sense, but how many of y'all know that sometimes God don't make any sense? You know, so I called the people. This time I called them. I said, do you have a 2002 Ranger pickup for $5,700? He said, yes, we do. I said, how many miles does it have on it? He said, 15,000. He said, well, it had 15,000 when I put the ad in it. He said, we've driven it a little since then, so it's probably got about 15,500 maybe. I said, but only got around 15,000 miles. He said, yeah. I said, what's wrong with it? He said, nothing. Aren't I really a man of faith? Does that sound like a lot of human being in there? Yeah, see, I'm just like everybody else. And so, yeah, he said, no, he said it was tied up in a lawsuit for a couple of years, and that took it out of commission, and we finally got it. So when we fixed it and everything, well, he said we were able to buy it at an extremely good price, so we just want to move the truck, make a little money on it. I said, I'll come right over and look at it. And it looked like a brand new one. I mean, it was perfect. And I said, wow, $5,700. So I took my I went by the bank before I went because I didn't figure they'd take a check. You know how people are. So I got $6,000 worth of money and took it over there in $100 bills and counted out $5,700 to him, brought the truck home. I'm still driving that truck today, and I've had no problem with that truck. Now it's got 84,000 miles on it and still runs like a brand new one. And it still brings more money than I give for it.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.